平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再次一同在主面前等候他。
Thank the Lord once again. We can wait before the Lord.
我们盼望主向我们的心说话。
Do pray that Lord speaks to our heart.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
借着你爱子降卑，道成肉身。
Through the humbling of your beloved Son and Word become flesh.
他把我们这些罪人能够拯救回来。
So he could redeem us sinners.
不但拯救我们，并且要我们能够成为他的国度，成为在父神面前的祭司。
Not only saved us, but so that we can become his kingdom and become the priest before the Father.
不但要叫我们能够接受主你的建造，也叫我们可以彼此建造。
Not only we can receive the edifying through the Lord, but also we can edify one another.
你的心意是何等的高，你的道路是何等的真实。
How high are your hearts, and also how true are your ways?
我们真是照我们这天然人是没有办法明白。
We can truly not, we are not able to understand with our nature.
我们的天然人是没有办法能够想得通为什么你这样的爱我们。
Our natural man cannot understand how much you loved us.
我们只有无依无靠的再来到你面前。
Without any other dependence, we come before you.
把我们自己交托在你的手中。
We commit ourselves unto your hands.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Regardless of one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we wait before you.
求你用膏膏我们。
May you anoint us.
求你把我们带到你宝贵的同在和你宝贵的话语里面。
Pray that you bring us into your precious presence and your precious words.
求你敞开天上的窗户。
Do open the heavenly windows.
把你的话倾倒下来。
Pour down your words.
因为只有你知道我们需要什么话。
For only you know what words we need.
让说话的是得到你的话。
Let the one who speaks receive your words.
让翻译的是得到你的供应。
And also let the one who translates receive your provision.
让听话的能够实在听见主啊，你要向我们每一位说的话。
And those who listen can truly hear the words you would like to speak to us.
我们再一次把敬拜带归给你。
Once again, we give you all the honor and blessings.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读两处的圣经。
Let's read two places of scripture.
第一处在哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
First, Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
哥林多后书第三章第五节，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
好，在第二处圣经，在哥林多后书第二章十四到十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, which makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上，在灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are unto God the sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish.
在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这事谁能当得起呢
？To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient of these things？
好，上次我们提到新约执事的一个特性，就是进入神的应许。
Last time we mentioned one of the characteristics of the minister of the New Testament is to enter into God's promise.
上一次时间很赶，我就把那些的经文给弟兄姊妹做一个概略的整理。
As last time we were in a rush, so therefore I just gave you a summary of all the verses.
那这些经文里面主要有四个大重点。
There are four major points among the all the verses.
就是说我们要进入应许，我们从哪里进去呢？
That is, where can we enter into the promise?
基督徒的生活是一个向前向上的生活。
The life of Christian is to moving forward and going upward.
基督徒生活并不是在地上打转的生活。
The life of Christian are not just moving around in circles on earth.
不是在地上绕成一个圈，就是什么？还是归零啊，就是空虚的空虚，虚空的虚空。
Not just moving in circles, which is the vanity of vanity.
但是呢，基督徒生活是一个螺旋向上的生活。
But the Christian life is like a spiral going upward.
这从上面看还是一个圈，但是呢，它是个螺旋向上。
Looking from upward down, it's still a circle, but it's going upward.
这去到哪里呢？去到神应许所要我们去的地方。
Going to where? It's going to the place where God has promised.
所以这个生活是很宝贵的。
So this kind of life is so precious.
所以你如果不进入这个实际，其实神跟我们讲什么，我们都听不懂。
Therefore, if you do not enter into its reality, whatever God says to us, we will not understand.
我们没有得救的时候说，等我有一天搞懂了，我才信。
Before we got saved, we would say that once we understand, then I'll believe.
可能没有这一天了。
But actually, this day will never come.
等到我们信主了之后呢，等我搞懂了，我再往前走。
And after we believe the Lord, we say that once we understand, then we move forward.
你发现我们是在懂。但我们还有更多的不懂。
Then you realize that even though we might understand, but actually there are so much more we don't understand.
所以常常是我们不知道，我们有几个不知道。
So usually we do not know how much we don't know.
但神知道。
But God knows.
神知道我们不知道。
God knows that we do not know.
但神知道我们不知道呢，他却是用我们在不知道的情况底下，还可以把我们往前带的方式。
But as God knows that we do not know, however, in such state that we do not know, God can still bring us forward.
当然许多时候神要让我们知道，在知道中凭信心往前走。
Of course, most of the time God would like us to know, and therefore, in such knowing that we can continue to move forward by faith.
但是当我们说知道的时候，里面含着许多的不知道。
But even though we say we do know, but even in that knowing, we still do not know much.
所以这里面是有很多的好像矛盾的东西在里面。
So there is so much contradiction.
但是确实又很实际的。
But that's so real.
所以我们一面知道，一面又不知道。
So on the one hand we do know, on the other hand we do not know.
但神的话呢，就把我们需要知道的告诉我们。
But God's words tell us what we need to know.
把我们需要走的路引导我们。
And guide us what we need to walk on.
虽然我们很多不知道，但是我们需要知道了，他还是告诉我。
Even though there's so much we do not know, but he still tells us what we need to know.
所以在进入神的应许方面，至少有四个方面是我发现的。
So in terms of enter into God's promise, there are at least four aspects which I've realized.
第一个方面就是从生命的路，走生命的路来进入神的应许。
The first aspect is to walk on the way of life to enter into God's promise.
因为我们一蒙恩得救，就是得到这个生命。
As soon as we are saved by grace, we receive this life.
而这个生命呢，有个重大的特性，就是是一个复活、死而复活、胜过死亡、出死入生的生命。
And the most important characteristics of this life is this life overcomes death, resurrected life, and its life come out from death.
所以它是新造的生命。但他是出死入生，死亡控制不了他的。
So this is a newly created life, but its life come out of death, which cannot be controlled by death.
所以基督徒的经历总会到一个阶段，你要像亚伯拉罕一样，你所信的是死人使死人复活，是死无变为有的神。
So the experience of Christians have to come to the point just like Abraham. What you have believed is the God who calls nothing into being and calls the death into resurrection. So this So this is a precious experience.
经过这个经历的人，他们有个特性。
Those who come out of this experience, there's a special characteristics with him.
他认识谁是生命的王。
He knows who is the king of life.
你如果认识你是生命自己的生命王，你就把你生命交在你自己的手上。
If you know yourself as the king of life, then you commit your life onto your own hands.
你如果从心里面知道我们的主耶稣他是生命的王，你愿意把你自己交在他手上，在我们的生命中做王。
If from the bottom of your heart you know our Lord Jesus, the King of life, then you are willing to commit yourself unto His hand and let Him be, your, be the King of your life.
所以他在我们生命中做王，一面就是他管理我们，他掌权。
So Him being the King of our lives, on the one hand is that He governs us and He's in reign.
另外一面呢，他做我们的牧者，他牧养我们。
On the other hand, He's our shepherd and He shepherds us.
这个牧养呢，你就发现诗篇二十三篇的经历就变成非常的真实。
So this shepherding, then you realize that experience of Psalm 23 becomes so real.
它可能给你遇到非常匮乏的环境，但是耶和华做我的牧者却不致缺乏。
He might allow you to go through the condition that's in need. However, that for Jehovah is my shepherd, you should not be in want.
他可能给你遇到敌人，但是呢，却在敌人面前摆设筵席。
He might allow you to meet your enemies, but he sets the table before your enemies.
他可能给你经过死荫的幽谷，却不致遭害。
He might allow you to go through the valley of death, but you should not be in affliction.
所以你如果愿意让主做王的话，在生命中做王的话，你的生命、你的生活中充满了奇妙的经历。
So if you are willing to let our Lord Jesus to be the King of your life, then in your life and experience, it's so amazing.
这不需要你安排。
You don't have to arrange it.
这不需要你故意找一个事情说主啊，我要知道你的存在，所以你成就我这件事情。这件事通常主不会成就。
You don't have to intentionally to find something to tell the Lord that because I would like to know you exist, therefore, fulfill this. But usually this will not fulfill.
你愿意让他在生命中做王。
If you are willing to let him be the king of your life.
那生命他就让你生命逐渐的长大，因为他不知道怎么把我们养大。
Then your life will grow, for he knows how to nutrition us.
所以生命是他就是说走生命的路，他做王有个特性。
So to walk the way of life, for him being the king, there's a special characteristics.
走生命的路，他做主是另外一个特性。
Then walk the way of life, for him being the Lord, that's another characteristics.
因为他做主的结果就是死亡不能做主。
For him being the for the result of him being the Lord is that death cannot be the Lord.
他做主的结果，罪不能做主。
For the result of him being the Lord is that sin cannot be the Lord.
他做主的结果，律法不能做主。
Result of him being the king is that the law cannot be the Lord.
你知道我们有多少的基督徒活在律法当中？
You know how many Christians actually live under the law?
我们是凭圣灵入门，但是我们确实要凭什么？凭律法来成全，很多这种事情。
We enter by the Spirit, however, usually we would like to be fulfilled by law.
所以在教会里面也很容易，如果这样的情况多的时候，哎呀，我们要设这个规矩，设那个规矩，设那个规矩，就通通变成律法，越来越搞砸，越难走。
So it's so easy that to be in church, we try to set up this rule, that regulation, and then it all become laws and become so hard to walk on.
你放心好了，主耶稣做主，你绝对是个有规矩的人。
And you truly don't have to worry about the if the Lord is the Lord, then you definitely follow whatever should be done.
因为他做主的缘故，所以你能够顺服，那当要顺服的。
For because he's the Lord, and therefore you are able to obey what should be obeyed.
常常我们的难处是我们设的很多规矩，我们这个设规矩的人是第一个破坏规矩的人。
Usually our difficulty is that we have set so many rules, but the ones who set up the rule are the ones who break the rules first.
所以这个让他带的结果就要长到神儿子的名分的神粮。
So the result of having the Lord leading us is that we will grow into the maturity capacity of the sonship.
所以这应该是我们有一个渴慕，赶快长大，赶快长大，赶快长大。
So our desire should be that we can grow quickly.
但是也有些小孩就是我不要长大，我不要长大，我不要长大。
But there are still some children thinking that they do not want to grow up.
这是常发生的。
And that usually happens.
啊，尤其是在家是唯一的那个。
Especially the only child in the house.
啊，所有的爱，所有的决定，全部都是以他做中心。
All of the love or decisions are being made on the child as being the center.
他生怕有一天他长大了，他再也不能做中心了。
And the child is so afraid that if one day he grows up, he cannot be the center of the house anymore.
那个是不认识神。
That is that he does not know God.
那个是不健康。
And that's not healthy.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
主知道我们不懂。
The Lord knows that we do not understand.
但他把生命圣灵的律放在我们里面。
But he put the law of spirit and life within us.
所以你顺着生命圣灵的律，他就要把你长到神儿子名分的程度。
So when you follow the law of spirit and life, it will enable you to grow into sonship.
所以他胜过所有的律。
So it overcomes all of other laws.
第二个大重点。
And the second major point.
是在基督身体的见证。
The testimony of the body of Christ.
在这个见证中达到神的应许。
In such testimony, it fulfills God's promise.
神给我们这个生命，一面是个人的，它更重要是团体的。
God gives us this life. On the one hand, it's individual, but even more important, it's corporate.
你会发现，如果我们把一个基督徒把它孤立起来，放到一个他单独的地方
，You will realize that if you isolate a Christian,
你给他放30年都不跟弟兄姊妹接触。
If you let him alone be isolated for 30 years and not contacting brothers and sisters,
他也祷告，他也经历。
He will pray and also experience.
你发现呢，他只是一个个人有经历的基督徒，但是呢，他对神全体心意的认识呢，完全受限制。
Then you realize he's only a Christian who has individual experience, but then he's being limited to the corporate experience.
这个我们从过去所认识的许多受逼迫被孤立起来的基督身上可以看到这个特性。
We can see the special characteristics from all those being persecuted and who were being isolated.
但是基督徒生命的成长一定是在身体里面来成长。
But the growth of Christians must be in the body.
所以你看，就算我们这个身体，如果是正常的话，我的手掌、我的脚也应该长。
So as our own body, if my hands grow, my feet will grow as well.
我的头发长，我的眼睛也要长。
My hair grows, so will my eyes grow.
所以它是整个身体来一起长的。
It's the whole body grow together.
但是我如果是某一个部分，一部分长，一部分不长，你看过一段时间就什么，你就发现就奇怪了。
But if only part of my body grows and the other parts do not grow, then you feel the body becomes strange.
在天然我们都不喜欢看到那个状态。
Naturally speaking, we do not want to see such condition.
如果我们是落在那个状况的时候，我们是心里多么痛苦。
If we fall under such condition, our heart will suffer much.
那如果是从主的眼光来看他的教会，他的教会是好像一边长一边不长，他不是神看着多喜。多痛苦。
So from God's perspective, if He sees His church, on the one hand, some part of it grows, some other part does not grow, we can see how much He suffers.
那个真实的情况就是，每一个肢体不但是连于头，每个肢体之间也是联系的。
The reality should be that each member not only connects to the head, but each member connects with one another.
所以在这个身体，基督身体的见证，基督身体的经历当中，他一定是每个肢体都要连于头。
So in the testimony and experience of the body is that each member should be connected to the head.
有哪一个肢体跟头关系出了状况
？Whatever, if any member of the body has any problem with the head.
它所影响的不是光那个肢体，它所影响的是整个身体。
What it influences is not only that member, but actually influences the whole body.
严重的就是那个器官功能没有了。
The serious part would be that organ lost its function.
并且整个身体好像就出现缺陷的状态。
And then this whole body will become handicapped.
所以我们彼此鼓励。
So let's encourage one another.
你从圣经你可以看到，我可以给你慢慢看看经文，但是现在没有那个时间。
From the Bible verses, we can see, although we don't have time.
我们一得救，进入身体，第一个要求是我们要把自己奉献给主。
As soon as we are saved, we enter into the body. The first requirement is that we offer up ourselves.
然后呢，我们做一个健康的肢体。
Then we become a healthy member of the body.
这个健康的肢体是心思健康，各方面都健康。
So the being healthy is that being healthy in mind and in all kind of aspects.
所以这个肢体，每个肢体都是要彰显头的丰富的。
So each member shall manifest the riches of the head.
所以如果我们每一个肢体都能够彰显出神的丰富，哇，你知道在一起，那个神的同在，神的荣耀的丰富，今天就先预尝。
So if each one of us can manifest the riches of the Christ, then the glorious of His abundance and His presence, we can foretaste today.
基督徒的聚会不应该是越聚越下层。
The meetings of Christians should not be the more we meet, the more downcast.
而应该是你一聚了之后，你就越想再聚。
It should be that the more we gather, then the more we would like to gather more.
为什么？
Why is that?
除非当中有人把神的同在，把神的丰富，把神的旨意带进来。
Unless there are someone who bring in the presence, God's will and His glory into the meeting.
如果我们每一次聚会都只是地上的东西，然后吃吃喝喝玩，然后又没有了，什么都没有，还是归回到虚空的虚空，那其实不聚也无所谓。
If each time when we gather, we just we just like a party or just eating or just like those earthly people, then it's still vanity of vanity, then we might not meet as well.
所以每个肢体如果能够尽功用。
So each member, if you do not function as well.
我相信你不但很盼望聚会，你盼望聚会多得不得了，你再多你也不觉得累。
I think that not only that you desire to have gatherings, but you truly hope there are more.
就是因为我们聚会可能缺最重要的东西缺少了，我们其他都很丰富，但最重要的东西缺少了，所以呢，就等于没有一样。
It might be that we lack the most important thing in our gatherings, even though we are rich in other things, but if we lack the most important thing.
所以，神是借着他儿子把我们带回到基督的身体里面。
So God through His Son bring us back to the body of Christ.
然后呢，借着这个基督身体，能够彰显神全新创造的工作，今天在地上是正在进行当中。
So through this body that each one can experience the newly created work of God that is working on earth today.
所以我们应该像有的弟兄哈，他有这样的信心。
So we should be just like some brothers who have such faith.
我记得有个弟兄哈，向另外一个弟兄要当照片。
I remember one of the brothers asked another brother for a photo.
那弟兄说，你再等一等。
That brother say that let's wait a little bit.
你再等一等。
Let's wait a little bit.
我要给你的是我变化容形的那张照片。
The photo I will give you will be the one that I have already been transfigured.
我不要给你这个我现在逐渐衰老的。
I will not give you the photo that I'm actually decaying.
就算我现在是在最美最好的状态，但是呢，我还没有办法比那个变化容形之后那样柔美的照片。
Even though I'm at my best right now, but I still cannot compare to what have already been conformed and become new.
他知道新造是什么。
He knows what the new created being is.
我们每一个人也应当知道，神的新造在我们身上正在做工，正在成全当中。
Each one of us should also know this newly created being is in the process of being fulfilled.
我们应当彼此鼓励。
We should encourage one another.
应当彼此的催促往那个成全的那个方向去。
We should push and encourage one another to walking toward the fulfillment.
我们不是做一天到晚说不要这个那个也不要，那神的心照都不要，你要什么？
It's not that we should not be just say we do not want the newly created things.
那你只有因为你觉得你在旧造当中，你享受到你最好的。
It might only be that you saw that you are in the old being and you enjoy the best.
你不知道那个神新造比你这个多少倍，是没办法算倍数的。
You do not know the newly created being is so much more compared to your old being.
所以主就在基督的身体里面，不但彰显他的新造，把我们造成一个新人。所以这个新人是我们每一个都在新人里面的。
So in God's new body of Christ, that He create us into the new being and create us into one new man, which includes each one of us.
而且也借着这个来彰显他的国度。
So through this, He can manifest His kingdom.
也借着这个让我们进入家的实际，神的家的实际。
And also through this, so we can enter into the reality of God's house.
借着这个让我们彰显，让我们同时在圣灵居住的所在的实际。
And also through this, we can be in the reality of the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
这就听起来很简单。
All these seem simple.
你真正进入经历，你就发现这里面有无限的丰富在里面。
But once you enter into the experience, then you realize there's the riches of the abundance of all the riches.
所以你虽然经历了，你认识了一点，经历了一点，但是如果你愿意，这些弟兄姊妹，这些弟兄姊妹愿意在主面前进入更大的丰富。
It might be you know a little bit or experience a little bit about it, but if you are willing, then together with brothers and sisters, you can enter into more of the riches.
你就发现一次比一次更丰富，一次比一次更好。
Then you find that it's more and more abundant and better each time.
我在没有信主以前，我很难说出一个字就是好。
Before I believed the Lord, it was so hard for me to say the word good.
总是发现有缺点，总是发现有缺陷。
I always find some defects or complaints.
而且是好的时候，下次可能就不好了。
It might be this time might be good, but next time is not good anymore.
但是信主的之后，主带我们经过的一些的经历。
But after believing the Lord, went through some experience.
主把我们带到这一次被他的好所充满，下一次又是一个好的充满，但是完全不一样。
This time the Lord brought us into the experience of being fulfilled by His goodness, but next experience will be a different kind of His goodness.
等你经历了再经历，你就可以从心里来向人做见证。神是无限大的神，无限丰富的神。
When you experience more and more, then you can testify that God is so unlimited and so great.
我们是个有限的器。
We are such limited vessels.
我们需要他用他的好来充满我，他的良善来充满我。
We need His goodness to fill us.
而且他也借着我们来让天上执政掌权的今天就能够知道神的智慧成全在这批人当中。
And also through us, that He is enabled to let all the principalities and dominion in heaven to know that God's wisdom already fulfilled among those people today.
当然，这个过程中可能有征战，有各种的情况。
Although through this process, there are warfares and other conditions.
但是就在这样的过程中，彼此的扶持当中，一起进入神的应许。
But in such process, helping one another, then together we can enter into God's promise.
我们要进入神的应许。我们不能说弟兄我不需要你，姊妹我不需要你，这也不需要那也不需要，我自己一个人进入进去，那是进不了的。
For in order for us to enter into God's promise, it cannot be that we say that we do not need this brother, we do not need that sister. It's not possible we enter in by ourselves.
所以希伯来书十一章呢说，那些人都已经怎么样？他已经做了美好的见证，他们神已经应许给他们了，但他们现在还没有得到，他们等着嘛。他们等我们这些能够一起进入的，来一起进入。
So the book of Hebrews chapter 11 says that although this group of people have already done the good testimony and God has already given them the promise, but yet they have not yet entered in, for they have not gained until we also gain together.
所以我们需要历世历代的圣徒，我们也同时需要同时代的圣徒。
So we need all the saints from all the generations, but at the same time, we need the saints at this generation.
我们不能说因为历史历代有这么多被主大使用或者大被在主面前有丰富经历的圣徒，所以呢，这个同一时间的不需要了，没有这回事。
We cannot say that because in past all the generations, they were all the saints who have great experience of being gained by the Lord, so therefore we do not need the saints from this generation.
很有可能我们在同一时代的圣徒，我们所经历的是他们所没有经历到的那个层面的东西。
It might be the saints in our generation, what we experience will be different that the previous saints in other generations lacked.
所以将来如果到神面前去敬拜神的时候，你发现哇，每个人都有他的一份。
So in the future, when we come before God to worship Him, then we realize each one has his part.
第三个大重点。
And the third main point.
就是进入至圣所的生活。
That is the life of enter into the holies of holies.
幔内的生活。
The life in the veil.
你知道，这个幔内，一面是在我们的里面，一面是在宝座。
To be in the veil, on the one hand, it's within us. On the other hand, it's in the throne.
所以，如果我们真正已经来到了主同在的幔内的时候，
So if we truly enter into the presence of His within the veil, then there's a characteristic.
他是可以安息的。
Then He can rest.
你在我们这边如果是很紧张的人哈，但是你愿意来到主面前，你真的来到与主面对面的时候。主是安息的主，主也给你安息。
So if we are someone being so nervous, but if you are willing to come before the Lord to be face to face with Him, as He's the Lord of rest, He also gives you the rest.
不但可以安息，主把我们灵跟魂可以分开的。
Not only that we can find rest, but Lord can also pierce through our spirit and soul.
灵跟魂分开不是我们的分析产生的结果。灵跟魂分开是神工作，神的话，神工作的结果。
The result of dividing the spirit and soul is not based on our own analysis, but it's the result of God's word.
所以我们如果真的进到幔内，灵跟魂可以分开，所以可以活在灵里面。
So if we truly enter into the veil, then the spirit and soul can be divided, and therefore we can live within the spirit.
就在这样的情况底下，那个来到宝座前，随时得恩惠得连续，这是经常经历的事情。
So in such condition that we can receive help by mercy at any immediate time is something we can experience often.
也在这样的情况底下，生命逐渐长大。
And in such condition, then life grows.
而且在幔内的人，活在幔内的人不会不在乎弟兄姊妹的。
And those who live within the veil would not care about brothers and sisters.
他一定会按照神的旨意来看事情。
He would definitely look at things from God's will.
神在宝座，神在至圣所，神所关心的不是只是某一小部分人。
God is on the throne and God is in the holies of holies. What He cares is not just something very little.
神所关心的是教会，神的儿女什么时候能够完成神所要完成的，让他儿子快快的回来。
What God concerns is that it's the church that whenever His will can be done, and so let His Son be returned quickly.
所以你越是进入幔内，你就越知道神对哪一个弟兄姊妹有什么工作。
So the more you enter into the veil, then the more you understand what God's work is towards certain brothers and sisters.
你就越知道神有没有在他的工作中要你参与。
Then you will understand if God would like you to participate in His work.
这是非常宝贵的。
That is very precious.
所以进入幔内，你到外面到跟弟兄姊妹服侍的时候，你也变得很自然的。
So when you enter into the veil, then it becomes very natural for you to serve with other brothers and sisters.
第四个重点就是行完神的旨意。
The fourth major point is that to finish God's will.
神有个旨意。
God has a will,
永远的旨意
eternal purpose.
神这个旨意在时间当中也正在彻底的完成当中。
And in time, God is completing His will.
但现在讲的要完成的是因为要神的教会能够达到神心意的成熟。
And to complete His will is that so God's church can become mature in His will.
所以我们要有这个心愿。
So we should have such heart.
不知道能不能达到。但是你至少要有这个心愿。
Although we do not know if we can fulfill or not, but at least we should have such heart.
因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
For the entire issue of the heart, for the entire issue of life comes out from heart.
如果我们连心愿都没有，那可能机会就太小太小。
If we don't even have a heart and will, then the chance will be even little.
啊，像我们昨天读这个但以理书，你就发现但以理他一生。成就美好的见证从哪里开始从他的心愿开始从他的心开始
Like yesterday we were reading the book of Daniel, then you realize that for Daniel to accomplish so many things in life, then where the get started, it was from his heart.
他从他十几岁的时候就已经立定心愿，立定心志。 只跟随神, 其他的都不要。
When he was about in his teens, he already set his heart to follow God and nothing else.
他活到很年纪很长，不晓得到最后几岁，但是呢，至少可能有70年以上的时间，他在巴比伦，但他的心没有改变。
He grew so much older, it might be that there might be more than 70 years that he was in Babylon, but his heart never changes.
所以今天不管我们是在什么年龄,
so regardless of our age today,
或者我们刚信主,
it might be we just believe the Lord,
或者我们信主一段时间,
it might be we believe the Lord for a while,
或者我们年纪是在青少年,
it might be we're still in teens,
或者我们年纪是在中年,
or we might be in our middle age,
或者我们肉身的年龄是在老年,
or we might be in our elderly age.
都没有关系,
it's okay.
把我们心转向主,
turn our hearts unto the Lord.
主若愿意, 在他行完他的旨意的这件事情上, 我如果能够参与其中, 我要感谢赞美主。
If the Lord's willing, then he can let us participate to be with him to walk and finish his will. Then we have to thank the Lord.
所以也有可能就是刚刚信主的, 结果他是参与在行完神旨意的这个行列里面。
It might be someone just believes the Lord, but he's part of finishing the will of the Lord.
我们实在需要主怜悯。
We truly need Lord's mercy.
如果我们看到刚信主的他是行完神旨意的其中的行列之一，我却没有，哇，我哀哭切齿了。
If we see someone who just believes the Lord, but he's participating in part of those who finish God's will, but however, I'm being left out, then I will be weeping and gnashing of my teeth.
但是从这几点, 我相信主有办法把我们带到得到应许的事情。
But through those points, I trust that God is able to bring us into the reality of gaining the promise.
因为主的话说, 等你行完了神的旨意, 就能得着所应许的。
For God's word says that once you finish the will of God, then you're able to receive the promise.
当然行完可能有两种情况, 一种情况呢, 就是主再来的那个时间，就是关键的转变那个行完, 就我还活着, 但是呢, 他是, 就是主再来刚好我还活着的时候, 那个行完。
Of course, to finish God's will, it might be one special condition, one of the situation might be that when the Lord returns at that moment, I'm still alive, but then I finish his will.
但是另外一个怎么样说, 主再来的时间在比我肉身能够活的时间还要再长一点。
But another situation would be that when the Lord returns, it's still longer than my natural life.
我的肉身等不到那个时候。
My fleshly life could not wait until that moment.
但是就像但以一样，但以理不能等到末了的时候，但是天使安慰他说，你就安心的休息吧，到时候呢，你就起来大享你的福分。
But just like the angel told Daniel, even though he could not wait until the end time, but the angel told Daniel that just rest in peace, then at that time comes, then you can enjoy the blessing.
因为他行完了。
For he has finished the will.
所以我们要彼此鼓励。
So we should encourage one another.
不管我们是哪一个机会, 我们都要行完。
Regardless of what opportunity we have to finish his will.
让我们彼此鼓励吧。
Let's encourage one another.
那这个新约执事的另外一个特征就是基督馨香之气。
Another special characteristic of the minister of the New Testament is the favor of Christ.
这个基督馨香之气首先是先要在基督里。
The savor of Christ first has to be in Christ.
所以他说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Therefore, it says that thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ.
这个在基督里也是在神的恩膏里。
Being in Christ is also being in the anointing of God.
主耶稣完成了救赎, 他舍复活, 升上了高天。
Lord Jesus has accomplished the salvation, for he raised from the dead and also ascended on high.
然后神把圣灵浇灌下来。
God poured down the Holy Spirit.
所以当那个五旬节来到的时候，
so when the Pentecost came，
那个圣灵浇灌下来，
the pouring down of the Holy Spirit，
众人在那里不知道这是什么回事的时候，
when people still did not know what happened，
神借着彼得跟十二个使徒，就其他十一个使徒起来做一个宣告，
God through Peter and other 11 apostles stood up to proclaim，
就是神已经立他为主为基督了。
That is, God has already set him to be the Lord and Christ.
他是那位受膏者。
He's anointed one.
信他的人也是受膏者。
Those who believe unto him are also the anointed ones.
所以我们应当要很有经历受膏的，被主膏抹的那个经历。
So we should have much experience of being anointed by the Lord.
因为他主耶稣在地上的时候，他是活在受膏的时期。
For when our Lord was on earth, he lived in the reality of being anointed.
他所有说什么、做什么、到哪里去，都是因为有膏抹在他里面。
Whatever he says, he does, or where he goes, is because of the anointing in him.
今天对我们来讲，我们应该在可以学习的机会，好好去把握。
To us, while we still have the opportunity to learn, we should take hold of the opportunity.
当我们去这样经历它的时候，
when we experience it,
那有圣灵膏抹的人，基督的安息就成为他的安息。
Those who have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then the rest of Christ become His rest.
有圣灵膏抹的人，基督的平安就成为他的平安。
Those with the anointing of Christ, the peace of Christ become His peace.
有圣灵膏抹的人，你发现他读圣经不会只停留在字句。
Those with the anointing of Christ, then you realize when he reads the Bible, he will not just stop on the letters.
因为神会把他的话解开。
For God will open up his words.
按他的生命的度量，什么时候该明白什么，就逐渐的打开。
Based on the capacity of his life, whenever he should understand certain things, then he will open up to them.
所以他可能可以信主时间不是太长，但他可以明白超越他时间，一般人觉得时间他还要更大的事情。
So it might be that it's not for too long he has believed the Lord, but he's able to understand what surpassing what he has been the time he has believed.
有圣灵膏抹的人，神可以借着圣灵带他进入一切的真理。
Those with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God is able to guide him into all truth.
我们常常有一个困难，就是哦，圣经这个话这样写，但是呢，我不知道真正的经历是什么。
Often our difficulty is that when we read the verses on the Bible, even though it's right this way, but we don't understand the true experience.
或者我们就把它变成一个律法的要求，去要求自己，也去要求别人。
Or we make it become a requirement of the law, not only request from ourselves, but also ask of others to do the same.
结果自己活得很痛苦，也叫别人非常辛苦。
Then the result is that not only ourselves suffer, but also make others suffer.
那不是从圣灵进入的真理。
That is not the truth entered by the Holy Spirit.
因为从圣灵进入真理的，有真理中的自由，他不会活得很辛苦。
For those enter in by the Holy Spirit, there is the liberty in the truth. Then he will not feel that to live out is very suffering.
所以在基督里面，也在他的光中。
So in Christ, in truth, is also in his light.
在基督里面，在他的生命里面。
In Christ is in his life.
在圣灵的膏抹底下，可以胜过仇敌。
Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, will overcome the enemy.
你能不能分辨什么是出于仇敌的？
Are you able to discern what is from the enemy?
或者当黑暗的势力在你的周围在那里作怪的时候，你能不能够觉察得出来？
Or when the power of darkness is working among you, are you able to discern?
你能不能够因为主给的生命圣灵的工作，能够把那个得胜带出来？
Are you able to bring out the overcoming life because of the work of the Holy Spirit?
将来敌基督要出，就是那敌基督要出现。
The Antichrist will come。
你是听人家说他是那敌基督，还是圣灵在里面说这个是敌基督
？Is it that you hear others to say that that person is the Antichrist, or the Holy Spirit tells you that he's the one？
在约翰一书是告诉我们，圣灵的膏抹
来叫我们知道说那里这个那个就是那地基督。
In the first John, it says the anointing of the Holy Spirit would tell, would let us know who is the evil one.
而且在圣灵的膏抹当中，主预备我们迎接他的再来。
Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God prepare us to prepare for His return.
如果预备主的再来是一二三四五，哇，你是觉得很容易呢，还是觉得很难呢？
If to prepare for his return is just like 1, 2, 3, 5, do you feel it's easy or hard?
其实很多人我们是数不出来的。
Actually, it's so hard to tell.
连我们自己叫自己圣洁，我们都很难做。
Even when we ask ourselves to be holy, it's so hard to do.
但圣灵在他的膏抹底下，我这个不喜欢圣洁的人，但是圣灵就是这样子不行，他要把我带到圣洁。
Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, even for us who do not like to be holy, but He will bring us into holiness.
甚至到一个地步，我们见他的时候就要像他。
And to the point that when we see Him, we shall be like Him.
圣灵的膏抹不但是这样的，圣灵膏抹教我们知道怎么跟弟兄姊妹相处。
And not only that, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it also help us to know how to interact with brothers and sisters.
什么时候该跟弟兄姊妹互动？在邻里的交通。
Whenever we should interact with brothers and sisters and fellowship in the spirit.
什么时候该有行为和诚实上面的表现。
When we should have the deed of actions and also truth.
什么时候那个爱出去给人家的时候别人没有压力。
When is the time when we provide our love, then the other side do not feel pressure.
神的爱出来的时候我们是没有压力。我们很享受。
When the love of God is manifested, then we don't feel much pressure, but we can enjoy it.
人的爱出来的时候，我们充满了限制，我们怕得罪这个人。
The love of man become limitations, and we're afraid to sin against the other person.
到底在我们当中是属于人的爱呢，还是属于神的爱呢？
Among us, is it with the love of God or the love of man?
弟兄姊妹当中这个爱的流动是人的爱的限制呢还是神的爱的在那里交流呢
For the love between brothers and sisters, is it the limitation of man, the limitation of the love of man or the interaction of the love of God?
谁有办法能够凭天然的聪明智慧说这是我爱你所以我这样做
Who is able to use our own wisdom and nature to say that because I love you, therefore I do this?
如果我们不是一个被圣灵充满的人
If we are not someone being filled by the Holy Spirit
真正神要我们把爱送出去的时候我们不会送
When God wants us to send out our love, we would not do it
真正需要的时候我们给不出去
When in need, we cannot provide
不需要我们做的时候我们拼命做
But when we do not do, when God does not need us to do something, we still do things.
啊，这是我失败的经历。
Those are my failure experience.
啊，具体的事实不用讲了，因为失败很多。
I will not talk about the actual examples because I have much failures.
人的爱靠不住。
Man's love cannot be dependable.
只有圣灵才能教我们。
So only the Holy Spirit can teach us.
你把爱送出去，对方是得建造。对方是被带到神的宝座前，对方是被神得着。
When you send out your love, then the other person will be edified and also be gained and also being brought to the throne of God.
如果是人的爱呢，就被限制在天花板下面，过了天花板，什么都没有。
If it's only the love of man, then it's being constrained under the ceiling, and once it's above ceiling, there's nothing.
所以。基督馨香之气
So the savor of Christ
就是他需要像主耶稣一样不断的有新鲜的圣灵的膏抹
So it should be like our Lord Jesus There should always continuously having the anointing of the Holy Spirit
在圣灵的膏抹中产生馨香之气
Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit there is the fragrance
所以这个膏抹叫这个被膏的人经历神自己
So this kind of anointing led the anointed one to experience God himself.
这个互动的也看到神在当中。
And this kind of interaction can also see God is among us.
这是非常宝贵的事情。
That's very precious.
但是这里有一个死的香气 活的象棋。
But there's the savior of death and also the savior of life.
啊，他说，这个我们在神面前，无论是得救人或灭亡人，都有基督的香气。在这等人就做死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。
For we are unto God the sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one that are saved, to the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other savor of life unto life.
我想时间的缘故，我举几个例给大家，就是圣经的例。
Due to time, I will just give some examples in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕献以撒，创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22, Abraham offered up Isaac.
亚伯拉罕起来，神说，把你所爱的儿子带他去到三天远的路上，在摩利亚山上献为燔祭。
God told Abraham that bring the, your beloved son to 3 days walk on Mount Moriah and offer him up to be the burnt offering.
这孩子是你所爱的。
This is the child whom you love.
他是神给的。
And God has given him this.
他现在是神给的，现在又要归还给神。
The son was given by God and now have to offer up back to God.
亚伯拉罕需要向自己死。
Abraham have to die unto himself.
亚伯拉罕在那三天，我想是如果他没有神在他给他力量的话，他很困难的。
I trust that without God strengthening Abraham during those 3 days, it would be very difficult for him.
然后没想到走到半路上，快要到的时候，以赛亚问说：“羔羊在哪里啊？”
And not thought of that. Just before they arrived, then Isaac asked him, "Where's the lamb?"
亚伯拉罕明明知道说羔羊就是你啊。
Actually, Abraham knew that the lamb is Isaac.
亚伯拉罕说，神必预备为他所献祭的羊羔。
Then Abraham said that God will provide the lamb of sacrifice.
那以撒呢？羊羔在哪里啊？
Then Isaac asked, "Where's the lamb?"
在哪里？
Where?
然后到就到了那个地方。
Then they arrived the place.
然后亚伯拉罕就起来把以撒绑起来了。
Then Isaac bound up Abraham bound up Isaac.
就摆在祭坛上。
And put on the burnt altar.
这柴是他背来的。
And it was himself carried all the wood.
亚伯拉罕需要向自己死才敢举那个刀啊。
Abraham have to die unto himself in order to able to raise up the sword.
他知道神是能叫他复活，他只能造神，他不造自己。
He knew God was able to raise Isaac from the dead. He could only depend on God, but not depend on himself.
可是以撒是青少年啊。
And Isaac, he was a teen.
他力气可是很大的。
He is actually full of strength.
亚伯兰绑他的时候，他不愿意的话，你绑不住他的。
If Isaac was not willing, then when Abraham bound him up, then he could not even bound him.
亚伯兰把他放在祭坛上，他不愿意的话，就滚下来了。
If Isaac was not willing, then when Abraham put Isaac on the altar, then he would just roll down.
亚伯拉罕向自己死，以撒也是向自己死。
Abraham died unto himself, so was Isaac died unto himself as well.
结果，亚伯拉罕正要下手的时候，神说了，够了，我知道你敬畏我。
So at the moment Abraham was going to slay up Isaac, then God says that, "Stop! It's enough. I know that you fear me."
这是一个很难形容的东西。
It's something so hard to describe.
但是你想想那时候的情况，亚伯拉罕、以撒在那个祭坛上，那是一个多么难形容的一件事情。
But if you just think about what happened on the altar of Abraham and Isaac, then it's very hard to describe.
但是他们却经历到耶和华以勒。
But they have experienced Jehovah Jireh.
神为他自己预备。
And God prepared for himself.
以撒还有另外一次。
Isaac, there's another time.
亚伯拉罕去世了。
Abraham already passed away.
亚伯拉罕去世了，以撒呢？他开始挖井。
Isaac started to dig up the wells.
挖井呢，预表是牲畜的生活，基督徒牲畜的生活。
To dig the wells means the depth of life within Christians.
那因为那块地可能跟非利士人很近。
Because the land is very close to the Philistines.
所以他挖挖挖，那个井呢，其实原来是亚伯拉罕那个时代已经挖过的，但是呢，非利士人都把它塞住了。
Actually, Abraham's time, they have already digged up the wells, but the Philistines stopped the wells.
那现在呢？以撒觉得应该重新再让这些井它起功用。
So Isaac felt that it's time to make those wells to be back to function again.
就变成挖挖，哎，挖通了，哇，有井了，有水了。
So finally, they dig the well, and there was spring of water.
结果一有水了，非利士人说不行，这是我们的。
As soon as there was water, then Philistines say that those should be ours.
就来跟以撒吵。
And they strive with Isaac.
所以那个井叫做埃瑟。
So that well called Isa.
就是争吵的意思。
That means strife.
那以撒呢说，好，你吵，好，你吵，我就换个地方去吧。
And then Isaac say, okay, since you strive with me, then I turn to other place.
那换个地方去呢，他又挖，又是亚伯坦挖过的，再挖。
Then again, he dig the same well which Abraham already dig.
那哎又挖到了。
Then once again, he dig the well.
哎，非利士人又来了。
And then Philistine came again.
啊，非利士人预表肉体。
And the meaning of Philistines means flesh.
刚刚挖通，非利士人说不行，这是我们的。
As soon as they dig the well, have water, and then the Philistine says that those should be ours.
你那个就你的吧，西提拿。那个井的名字叫西提拿，就是为敌的意思。你这跟我作对。
Then Isaac said, "That's okay. Then let it be yours." And he called the name of the well be Sitna. That means to be adversary.
你跟我吵，我不跟你吵。
You strive with me, but I will not strive back.
你跟我作对，我不跟你作对。
You're against me, but I will not be against you.
换另外一个地方。
Then he changed to another place.
再去挖。
Then they dig again.
又挖到了。
Then once again they digged.
叫西提拿。
And it's called.
这下子哎，不晓得神做了什么事，这些非利士人不来了。
So we don't know what God did, but the Philistines did not come again.
这个叫做西提拿。
Then it's called Sitna.
宽阔的意思。
利和伯。Which means a broad.
好，那后来呢？以撒呢又去挖了第四口井。
Then once again, Isaac dig the fourth well.
那这口井呢挖到之后呢，非利士人这次跑来了。
Then once again, Philistines came again.
这次跑来呢，不是争，不是吵，不是闹。
This time they no longer strive nor being against them.
他说，你又不跟我争，又不跟我吵，又不跟我为敌，但是我看见你身上。有神的能力，有神的同在，这反而什么？非利士人怕以撒他们。
The Philistines told Isaac that since you do not strive with me nor against me or not being my enemy, but I do see the God's presence on you.
所以那个地方叫别是巴。
So that place is called Beersheba.
非利士人跟以撒就立了约说，互不侵犯条约。
So they have set a covenant and they will not be against with one another.
所以你发现以撒他就活在愿意跟神交通，他不跟肉体在斗争。
So Isaac is willing to fellowship with God and he does not strive with the flesh.
不跟肉体斗，最后肉体可以服下来。
When not being against the flesh, then finally the flesh will be subdued.
我们个人身上也是这样。
So it's the same on ourselves.
你说哈，主说受浸的什么，就与他同死、同埋葬、同复活。
The Lord says those being baptized will be die and bury and resurrect together with Him.
如果我们说，你每天告诉自己，你死啦，你死啦，你死了，一天到晚在那喊自己死了，结果发现越来越活。
If each day we just keep telling ourselves that I already die, already die, but actually the more alive I am.
但是你不管这个。你知道他已经是存在的事实，我已经死了，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
If you already know it's a fact that now no longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
我就是专心来到主面前。
I just focus on coming before the Lord.
我来到主面前，我就与主联合。啊，每一次这个肉体来的拉我的时候，我不被肉体拉走，我就来跟与主联合。
As soon as I come before the Lord, I'm united with the Lord. When the flesh comes to pull me away, but I just ignore flesh, but I'm united with the Lord.
逐渐逐渐，肉体的能力就下去了。
Then gradually the power of flesh becomes less and less.
因为每一次圣灵在感动说，圣灵说你这次不要动，你就不要动。
For each time when the Holy Spirit touches you, do not move. Then you do not move.
圣灵感动说动，你就动。
When the Holy Spirit asks you to move, then you move.
所以有时候叫你动，有时候叫你不动。
So sometimes the Holy Spirit asks you to move, sometimes asks you to stop.
所以你要知道，这是出于圣灵的高某，圣灵叫你动，还是圣灵叫你不要动。
So you will know if it's coming from the anointing of the Holy Spirit asking you to move or not.
就在这动。又不动，又动，又不动，又动，又不动，这样动来动当中呢，神把我们带到死而复活的经历。
In between all those movements or stop, in between all these, then the Holy Spirit bring us into the resurrection.
不但带入死而复活经历，叫我们学会了顺服恩膏的教训，顺服圣灵的引导。
Not only bring us enter into experience of the resurrection, but let us to learn, we learn to obey the teaching and the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
凡能被圣灵引导的，就是神的儿子。
Those who are being guided by the Holy Spirit are the sons of God.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
我们看弟兄姊妹，不要老挑他的缺点。
We do not pick on the weakness of brothers and sisters.
我们要挑彼此缺点，那是挑不完的。
If we just pick on each other's weakness, then we cannot count.
请大家同意，我们现在都是半成品。
Let us agree that we only have finished products.
但是呢，我们不要以半成品为满足。
But we should not be satisfied with this half product.
我们应该是竭力迈向完全的地步。
We should strive to moving forward to the completeness.
这是活在幔内里面的人他有的情形。他要竭力迈向完全，他要达到神所要他达到的。
So those are the condition of those who live within the veil. They should walk toward the perfection and to achieve what God would like us to achieve.
所以我们要看弟兄姊妹，里面有这个香气发出来。
So we have to see brothers and sisters have such fragrance.
这个圣灵的膏抹发出来。
And have the manifestation of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
每一次有个机会。彰显弟兄姊妹真的是出于圣灵的，我们里面要充满了敬拜神啊。
So when each time there's opportunity to manifest that this brother or sister is truly from the Holy Spirit, then we should really worship God.
我们里面要很受激励。
We should be definitely encouraged.
主在我们当中有工作。
There's a work of God among us.
他的旨意完成在我们当中有希望。
There's the hope of God's will to be finished among us.
他正在完成当中。
He's in the process of completion.
如果我们蒙他更大的怜悯，也许在宇宙世代这个关键的转变上，我们能够成为那个关键转变的参与的那一群人。
If we receive much more mercy from him, then in such turning point of the universe, then we can participate of those making the turning point.
那时候你不但被基督带了荣耀，恐怕你还要得到特别的冠冕。
Not only Lord will bring us into glory at that time, but it might be we receive the crown.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把话交回到你的手中。
Lord, once again, we commit back the words onto your hand.
你如果看为合适，给我们回头的亮光。
If you think those are good, give us the light as we look back.
许多话没有深入的解释。
Many of the words do not have much a deeper explanation.
只有求你圣灵来开启我们，来给我们。那奇妙的带领。
Only pray the Holy Spirit continue to open us up and give us the amazing guidance.
求主使我们的侍奉，使我们的聚集充满着基督馨香之气。
Do pray that our services, our gatherings are full of the fragrance of Christ.
让我们一起来把颂赞荣耀归给坐宝座的主耶稣和我们的父神。
So together we give all the blessing and thanksgiving to our Lord Jesus on the throne of our Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.